be nice to see a change.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, I think it'd be a nice change.
Well, I appreciate it, Michael. Have a great weekend.
See you, Michael.
Hey, you too. Take care. Mm-hmm.
Final hour coming up. Hey, have y'all ever heard of DJ Trump? And I'm not talking about his initials.
Oh.
You ever heard of Disc Jockey Trump?
No, but got my attention.
We got the playlist.
What?
And the skinny on how Trump likes to play the hits when he's holding court at his properties.
Nice.
When we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The East Coast earthquake has snarled travel by air, road, and rail around the region. Friday's quake was centered in northern New Jersey and registered a magnitude 4.8. It shook skyscrapers and suburbs across the northeastern U.S. for several seconds, but caused no major damage. It diverted flights and disrupted travel on roads and rails during runway bridge and tunnel inspections. New York City agreeing to pay $17.5 million to settle a lawsuit filed by two Muslim women who were forced to remove their head coverings. After they were arrested to be photographed, the two said they felt exposed when they were forced to remove their hijabs after they were arrested in 2017. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 326 points. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers is confirming that House Speaker Mike Johnson will be bringing a funding package to the floor of the U.S. House that involves sending $60 billion more to Ukraine, as well as other funding for Israel and Taiwan. Rogers is in favor of this move of sending more taxpayer money to all three countries. He argues that the Ukraine-Russia conflict should be winding down this year in light of the further funding. Other congressional delegates like Barry Moore and Senator Tommy Tuberville have not been in favor of spending any more U.S. money on Ukraine. Tuberville maintains that Ukraine has no real chance of defeating Russia and that peace negotiations need to get underway right now. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A stabbing occurred behind the Clark County High School in Jackson. Two male students got into an argument on school property. One of them had a knife and stabbed the other in the chest. That student had to be life flighted for treatment. The other teen was taken into police custody with charges pending. Jackson police say there were no other students involved. A sheriff's deputy in Montgomery has been hospitalized after his patrol car crashed on Wednesday night. Deputy Jeremias Young is in critical condition at UAB Hospital following that single vehicle crash. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is looking into the cause. Young is only 21 years old and has been working for the sheriff's office since he was 18. A man from Brantley was arrested and charged this week for soliciting a minor for sexual purposes. 64-year-old Billy Hilburn was charged on one count of electronic solicitation and has been booked in the Coffee County Jail. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home, fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark, Eddie Bader there in the American flag print shirt, and then Craig Munger also in the studio, all buttoned up.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, as promised, this is a story, and I feel like they framed it completely wrong.
Oh?
They should have just reported it as straight news. But this is a report from Axios, and the headline is, it's a column, Behind the Curtain, How Trump's Mind Works. And so that might not be that intriguing. It's some, you know, beltway rag doing a psychological profile of Donald John Trump. Until you start reading. Former President Trump thinks, talks, and acts like no other politician in our lifetime. There's a Rosetta Stone that demystifies how his mind works. His closest friends tell us. His Mar-a-Lago Spotify playlist.
So is it playing like when you arrive?
At his Oceanside retreat in Palm Beach, Trump controls the surround sound stereo system on the breezy dining patio with his big iPad and his Spotify list. Regulars jokingly call it the DJT performance. Why it matters. To those who know him best, Trump spinning through his golden oldies provides a telling lens into his style. On much bigger stages, it captures his obsession with a few familiar hits, controlling the volume, never changing. Again, I found this to be a tortured, like, analogy psych profile. It's like, you should have just reported, like, told the whole story of him being a DJ.
That's a good story, right?
Because, honestly, It reminds, like, you go visit some guys, say, who live on the coast. They want to go out fishing.
Yeah.
And it's their boat. It's their condo. They're going to run.
Yeah.
And people have their mainstays, right?
Yep.
Their go-to music. So, whether Trump's in office or out, there's an unchanging patio scene at Mar-a-Lago. The regulars all know each other and feel free to drop by Trump's table. There's sometimes a velvet rope, literally, next to Trump's chair, but it more signifies his throne of honor than keeping anyone away. Members tell him how great he's doing. He'll often show them a printout of a poll that shows him as the greatest. The hotelier, is that the word? I think
hotelier.
So.
Hotelier?
Yeah. The hotelier. And Trump is very proud of the dinner buffet. He pushes the specials. But it's the musical ritual that really captures Trump. Number one, he alone controls the volume. Most nights when he's home, he walks downstairs to the ground floor of Mar-a-Lago. Like clockwork, the crowd rises in applause, greeting the guest of honor, and sometimes complimenting his ear for music. Trump shakes hands as people pass his table near the front. After dinner, he'll open his iPad and play the hits. Sometimes it's so loud that people have trouble talking. He marvels at the sound quality filling the garden. The same is true at his campaign events. Yeah, yeah, he has no interest in switching topics. See, there's the... Just leave that out. The songs stay the same. At Mar-a-Lago and on the patio of his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, the music is always big names and songs people recognize, a member of his inner circle tells us. It's Trump's golden oldies. So here we go. Phantom of the Opera. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
And Elvis Presley's many hits, but including Suspicious Minds.
Oh, I love that one.
Plus Hello by Lionel Richie.
Well, that's not a good one.
Guns N' Roses' November Rain. Can you imagine this playlist?
Too. That's a good one.
No, November Rain's amazing. One of the best guitar solos.
100%.
And a great video. That was epic.
That's true. 80s. Good Guns N' Roses.
Would you believe me if I told you that I can sing without looking, without referencing anything, the entirety of the Phantom of the Opera soundtrack?
Actually, knowing you, yes, I believe you.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Wait, can you imagine that being the order? Phantom of the Opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, Suspicious Minds, Hello, November Rain, and the duet by James Brown and Luciana Pavarotti, It's a Man's Man's World.
That's actually not good.
Mm. Sinead O'Connor's, actually Prince wrote it, Nothing Compares to You is a favorite.
Yeah.
R.E.M. snuck in a couple of weeks ago. Elton John's another favorite. What? How is this any of, like, he just
so
goes
far,
to these old hits.
I'm like, does he do weddings?
Right.
He's got a pretty good playlist going here.
At Bedminster, Trump even kept the tune spinning, wearing a Make America Great Again baseball cap, the night he learned of his first federal indictment.
What do you do when you have
some stuff? The cold November rain. Like,
you not turn the music? The man turns the music.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, what would be a good Phantom of the Opera one, Craig? Go for it.
Wait, for what occasion?
After he just gets, he learns he's been indicted.
I'll have to think about that. Keep going and I'll think which one would be most appropriate.
Okay. His excitement never fades, apparently. He seems like a kid with a new toy every time he turns on that iPad. It feels like the first time he's heard or shared the crooning of Sinatra or the life hard lived edge of Cash, Johnny Cash. Same, it'll never change. One friend explained the Spotify spectacle said Trump's brain is a series of titanium tubes filled with a specific set of grievances, crowd-pleasing lines, and taunts. The pipes are impenetrable. No matter the topic or tune, you always end up stuck in one. But here, we've got a full list. They actually made a Spotify playlist you can go look up and play, folks, called DJT. It's D and J spelled out. DEEJAYT.
I'm trying to rock that on the boat this weekend.
And so one is Nothing Compares to You.
I'm going to skip that one, though.
Number two, Inner Sandman.
Oh, yeah, we're going with that. Yeah.
Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
I can rock that.
Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding by Elton John.
That's a good one, man.
Phantom of the Opera from the Phantom of the Opera. So I guess it's
I guess that's the song.
Mm-hmm.
It's the duet.
Right. Superstar. Suspicious Minds.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hello.
Another good one.
Yeah. November Rain, My Way by Frank Sinatra. Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
He's on fire, man.
You Can't Always Get What You Want from the Rolling Stones.
This playlist rocks, dude.
I fell into a burning
ring of fire. Yeah, what is wrong with this? And then, of course, there's the classic Trump dance at the rallies to YMCA, where it's the fist pump.
You can probably
is a thing.
Work that Trump dance into most of these songs, I bet.
Right.
I you know what I think he needs? I think Trump needs to come out to something a bit more rambunctious. Like, what's that ludicrous song? Shake, shake, shake your money maker. That's right.
You don't want the man to get excited and break a hip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's all about the Skrilla. So come out there, shake, shake your money maker.
Yeah, it's just like, and the fact that Axios wrote this up with that whole, like, this is how his campaign. No, guys, just report. They should have done a Hunter S. Thompson report on Trump being a DJ. That
no
would
adjectives.
Have been better.
No adjectives.
It's, man. So that one cracked me up. Because I'm like, yeah, it's a good
That's
playlist.
That's a great playlist.
It's a good playlist.
Like, I mean, it's not esoteric, but it's something that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, right.
Like, who says he's a populist?
That's a pontoon boat playlist.
If you were to ask me, my playlist would cause people to run out screaming.
Right.
But
likewise.
Yeah, but he seems to be a man for the people.
There ain't no Luke Skywalker on there?
Luke Skywalker?
You don't remember? Never mind.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
The only thing that's missing that I think should have been included is something from Queen.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Like, We Are the Champions. I could see Trump getting down to Bicycle.
I want to break free.
That one too.
I want to break free.
Yeah, I could see that one as well. Or body language. No, I don't think Trump would go that far
tonight
with that one. Oh, no. Don't stop me now. No.
That's exactly what he needs. Don't stop me now.
Yeah, I realized in about 17, I think it was too late. I'm like, what does it mean to make a supersonic man out of you? Oh, yeah. That's what it means.
I just figured late in the night he would crank out some Luke Skywalker with the...
Yeah, I see. Me and Joey had the same face. I don't know what you're talking
really?
About.
Really?
Zero idea.
I'll have to tell you guys.
Who's the artist?
It's an 80s band. They were real... You don't remember Hey, We Want?
Hey, We Want.
Hey, We Want. Yeah, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that's really clever.
How about some Flowbots need to be on there? I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Right.
Oh, I do remember that song.
Yeah, I remember that
one. And of course, Come Sail Away. Sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Or is that actually, what's the name of it?
Yeah, it's Come Sail Away.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, Sticks.
You guys really don't
know Greg Beadle in the Afternoon used to work for them?
Yeah, really?
Seriously.
Oh, very seriously.
Yeah, he was, the album Grand Illusion, he has a liner credit. Yeah, because he was there in the studio, he was kind of their gopher sometimes. There's this great story, this is the 70s, where he's caught with... a crap load of marijuana by accident. It was for the band. He didn't realize he was going
for the band.
He was going to a courthouse and he had it on him.
I was ill-advised.
Yeah. And luckily the guy he was there to meet, I think one of the DAs was like, dude, you idiot. Like, we're just going to throw it out or whatever. But and again, this is the 70s. Yeah. So it would have been massive jail time. Yeah. But yeah, Styx is great. Tommy Shaw, Montgomery Original.
That's right.
Renegade, I think he wrote that one. And then Fooling Yourself's a great song.
That's a really good song. Six is great, man. Just a lady, that whole album, mm-hmm. Theater.
They're kind of thought of as a one-hit wonder, but I think that's kind of unfair.
I think so, too. You got Mr. Roboto, but I think that ended up breaking the band. The whole
right,
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, Mr. Roboto definitely was kind of the jumping the shark moment.
Yeah.
But in the 80s, dude, that was it. Mr. Roboto was the jam.
Yeah.
You know who else is missing from that list? That Journey. You need something Journey.
Don't Stop Believing.
Or
The Wheel in the Sky Keeps on Turning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any way you want it. That's the way
pretty
you
good
need
one.
It.
Foreigner, too. They like you should have some Foreigner.
I've been waiting for a girl.
Yeah, because
like
if you're going to have a For the People playlist, then it needs to be like he doesn't have Neil Young, Sweet Caroline.
He's not a big New York fan.
But how do we feel about all these big hits now being used in like television commercials?
Getting paid, baby.
Seriously, the first time I heard a Led Zeppelin song, I'm like, it's been a long time since I rock and roll. Like, buy a Chevy truck. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I think, there's
some classic bands like that I didn't think would ever do it, but I've heard it with the Stones now.
Well, now, because since he died, I heard last night watching TV my grandfather. Target's now got a commercial using Baby I'm a Star by Prince. And I'm like, that's not.
Really?
To go to Target? This
that's
is the song?
I'm thinking for Target? That's,
yeah, it's just...
Well, they just try to play on people's nostalgia, and I get it. But the fact is, especially if it's overdone, it can sort of ruin a song for
sure
me.
Can.
Right. My playlist would be like... It's like, Joey, are you really listening to a 25-minute jam that's a rehearsal with Prince and they're jamming on a single, like, A chord for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I am. Well, it's great for cardio.
Let me see. I'm actually going to look right now at my playlist because it's just, I listen to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tells you what you're listening to. Parkway Drive, which is an Australian-based death metal band. Slaughter to Prevail, I've already talked about them. Lindemann, which is German metal. There's some Ozzy. There's just some Disney songs. I'm Still Here, which is from the what's the name of the space movie? Oh my gosh, Treasure Planet.
Okay,
Treasure
I don't know
Planet,
that. One.
And there's something you've never seen Treasure Planet? Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. Some stuff from Frozen, Phantom of the Opera, Evermore from the Beauty and the Beast. Like I have a very eclectic thing. Wheel by Old Crow Medicine.
I'm looking at I use YouTube Music, so I have my super mix. And so I'm looking at mine right now as of today. Money, just the money sign by Prince off the Lotus Flower. Mm-hmm. Blue Angels by the Fearless Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Sunset Cruise, Miami Nights, 1984. Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Oh, wow.
What Weezer. Do You Do For Your Money, Honey, AC/DC. Let's Do It Again, Billy Ocean. Golden Years, David Bowie. Always With Me, Always With You, Joe Satriani. Merci by Corey Wong. Love Is Only a Feeling, The Darkness. Genesis by Justice. Lady Don't Techno, which is great, great hip hop song. It really is. Huh. It goes all over the place. Roses by Outkast.
We have wildly different tastes. But it'll be something from Broadway, and then it'll go to Wagner, and then it'll go to Led Zeppelin, then Metallica. It just goes all over the place.
It depends on the mood I'm in. Because it could go from I'm looking at it, Someday by Sugar Ray to Fuzz Universe by Paul Gilbert.
Sugar Ray got a lot of crap back in the day, but
those songs still are great.
What was the one that they had in that Penguin movie that I listened to probably about a billion times yesterday?
Mm.
Like the ocean needs a...
I don't know if I know that one. Time. So you're like movie music.
What? No, I don't. It's just that's where that's how I try to relate to people. It's like you would know it because it's been in this. It's almost as a disservice because it's like, hey, do you remember Immigrant Song? It was in the first Thor movie.
Right.
It's like you shouldn't.
Okay, we got a little Stevie Wonder here. Do It Again, Steely Dan. Mm. I'm a fan of the Dan. I don't
Steely
know about
Dan,
y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wolfpack, I like them. They're fairly new. In the last decade, I like Wolfpack a lot. John 5, love his guitar playing. Yeah, that's fun
you
looking
hate
through.
Lyrics. You sent me the John 5 stuff and I was waiting for the lyrics.
I like lyrics too. It's just that sometimes I just want a face melting guitar solo. That's all. Hey, look at the time. We got to hit a quick break, but you know what? I feel like going to some phone calls. Let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
Hey, Craig, you know who wrote Wagon Wheel?
I think the original was Old Crow Medicine Show, wasn't it?
No, that's a Bob Dylan tune. Come on.
Oh, is it?
You need to get off the metal band. You can't be right with the Lord listening to that heavy metal. You know that.
I know no such thing. Have you ever heard of Striper?
I was going to say, you know you rock some Striper, baby.
Yeah. To Hell with the Devil? What's wrong with you? Why don't you love
the song I remember?
And you're Baptist? Really?
Yes.
You know we can't dance?
Nobody dances to death metal, troglodyte. What are you talking about?
But if you're twitching, you want to dance. That's just, you know, a little leaven at the whole rope.
I pick up big boy weights and I put them down with my listener to death metal. I don't need to twitch. I'm seizing.
And you know you can't have a playlist if it don't have a little bit of Grateful Dead driving that train.
I'm gonna spit hot coffee in your face if I ever meet you, Grateful Dead. Ugh.
You're
Roger
no
the
dead?
Deadhead. Ugh.
No fan of the Dead?
No, I'm
oh,
not.
Man, I hate to hear that.
It's the one music group where mind altering substances are obligatory. It can't be good music if that's the case.
They're necessary to listen to one song for 3 hours, but you know, the Allman Brothers had jams that went on for forever.
Oh, so. Memory of Elizabeth Reed.
You're probably too young to remember the really good music. You know, the Southern Rock, 38 Spatial. Allman Brothers.
Oh, Leonard, that sounds awesome.
Who doesn't know about the Allman Brothers? You know, the internet, it has a record of all of these things. I didn't have to be around and be like, hey, did you get the new Allman Brothers record? I have the internet. It's available to everyone. I know a lot of old music. I can sing you more Hank Williams Sr., by the way, than you probably can.
Oh, wow.
Roger.
What? What age group are you? How old are you?
I'm 29 years of age.
You're really 29?
Yeah.
Dang, I just lost a bet.
How old did you say I was?
36.
I thought you were, he's younger than me.
I realize that now. Thank you, Joey. Where were you before I made this bet?
You didn't tell me you made the bet yet.
I felt pretty confident.
You're an old man.
I know. Everybody to me is.
Yeah, but I do like old country. Like, growing up when I would go hunting, I would listen to a bunch of it, like old Waylon Jennings.
Did you call it country, or was it CNW back then, or Western?
No, to me, country music is all this modern stuff that makes me want to jump in front of a bus. But I like old Merle Haggard, stuff like that. That's to me is country.
Western.
Waylon is my number one. Some old Willie. I know every single song that Johnny Cash ever sang at memory, because that's just traveling with my family. That's what we did. And so, yeah, I love the old country. The new country stuff is terrible. And I'm blanking on his name, but who sang El Paso? And Big Iron.
Marty Robbins.
I'm a big Marty Robbins fan.
Yeah. Marty Robbins. He was a man.
So what's up, Roger? What am I too young for now, yo?
Wow.
Hello? Roger, we were having
Roger's
fun.
Done with you.
I'm sorry, Roger.
Actually, Roger, are you there? All right.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Who's this?
I was just joshing you, Roger.
Yeah,
I thought it was a hoot.
Yeah, well, who we got here, Eddie?
Urbanite.
Okay.
He's got a good musical thing there.
Hey, Urban,
I prefer Urban Day.
Yo, hey, you tell Craig this ain't Texas. There ain't no Hold'em.
Oh, Lord. You talking about the new Beyonce song?
No.
That's their name.
Speaking of Hold'em, I'm actually getting. I thought this was someone I had plans with this evening. I'm actually attending a Hold'em game this evening.
Okay.
Which I plan to win some money.
I wanted to comment on why Trump didn't put money from, I guess it was the old Gap Band from his TV show? Money, money, money. You know, money, money, money.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
But wasn't that the OJs?
Huh?
That was the OJs, I think.
Oh, it was OJs. You're right. How that's not in there amazes me.
Yeah, maybe it was just for the TV show.
Maybe he could do Money by Pink Floyd.
That's the one I thought.
But what show, what radio show was that, like, the main...
Dave Ramsey?
Was it?
I think it is Ramsey.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google that. I don't know if that's true.
All right, you gentlemen have a good one. Have a good Friday.
See you, Urban. Yeah, I'm just looking at my playlist. I mostly have pop and older pop and classic rock. And then there are some newer bands that I just like that are more like Vulpix, more funk, R&B, and then John Five's like... He was Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson's guitarist forever, so it's always pretty heavy.
Old Manson stuff is pretty underrated. Like, as a musician, he was more seen as like a cultural icon. He's got some tasty songs. He had one that was actually newer in the John Wick movie that I thought was pretty good. Killing Strangers was the name
of
it.
So what's one that's been like on heavy rotation? You just like, you know, favorite song's always tough to pick, but like, is there one you've just been listening to over and over
again?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, every gym session, there's one called The Greatest Fear by Parkway Drive.
Okay.
And it is just so sensational because, like, all right, so my two favorite death metal bands currently are Slaughter to Prevail and Parkway Drive. The problem is that in Slaughter to Prevail, Alex Terrible, the main singer's his voice is the best metal voice that has ever existed in human history, but the band and the music is kind of lackluster.
Okay.
So Parkway Drive has it's a decent vocalist, a very good vocalist actually, but the composition of the music and everything is just so brilliant that I can't stop listening to this one song. Typically, if I listen to a song over and over again, I make myself sick of it, but this one has been sticking around. They also one have called Soul Bleach that is really, really good.
Okay. What about you, Eddie?
What, playlist?
Yeah, or something you've been lately listening to over and over again. That's a pretty song you're going to.
Honestly, Jimmy Buffett, man. Ever since his passing, I cannot.
Really?
I'm a big fan.
I've never done the deep dive.
He's one of the guys I followed since I was a kid. I read every book he's ever put out, even his daughter's book. And it brings back good memories. And when he died, it really shocked me and hit me a lot harder than I thought it would. Mm.
Serious question, though. Like, I hate to break this up. When it comes to versions of the song Hurt, do you prefer Johnny Cash or Nine Inch Nails?
I really like them both, but I'm a Johnny Cash.
I'm going to say Johnny Cash, and I think Trent agrees, right?
No, no, no. Trent disagrees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think Daniel, one of our other writers, he says that the Nine Inch Nails, I think he, the word he used was transcendent. And so... that's why I needed to know because no, I felt like
I thought I was
wrong.
Referring to the guy who is Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, Trent. Oh, I thought you meant. My apologies. Yeah. Brain fart. But yeah, does he actually prefer?
Yeah, he said Johnny Cash took that song and owns it. Mm-hmm. Like that's a great. The original version's great, but said Cash just what a performance at that age too.
There's something otherworldly about the way he sings that song, and I think that was part of it because Johnny Cash was never a good vocalist by any stretch of the imagination, but he just had quality. He had that quality to his voice that just it aged like wine in him. So whenever he had that last little surge where he did like God's Gonna Cut You Down and Hurt, there was something about those songs that just stuck with me.
My replay mix sells me what I've been listening to a lot lately. Eyes Without a Face, Billy Idol. Especially that one section when the guitar comes
on. Oh, yeah.
Problem Child, AC/DC, which I like, squatting, deadlifting. I like that one. And then She's Always in My Hair, the 12-inch version. And I do like that song a lot. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler Mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler Mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are still running way below normal, but it's a good weekend forecast. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A pretty nice day with a high around 71 for Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on eclipse Monday. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation for viewing the eclipse Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible. High 79. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's up? We're back. I don't even know what y'all are talking about there.
I'm pretty craggy. Talk about my baby face.
See, for the longest time, I had a baby face, and everyone thought I was younger. And then I got skinny. Now everyone thinks I'm older. So, it's, you know, catch 22. I don't mind people thinking I'm older. I just always consider myself as having a baby face.
I think if I shave, like clean shave, people get freaked out.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
I don't like it. It freaks me out.
Yeah, I think you could go with a chaplain stash.
Yeah, my wife turned around. She's like, "You look like a 13-year-old." Shave your face. Yeah. So I keep this stubby where I just look like a bum.
Right. It works for you.
Thank you.
You going to grow that mustache though?
You know, I've thought about it, but I'll be honest. The creepy stashes are making a comeback, and I don't want no part of it. Seen a lot of baseball players.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Don't want no part of it.
I still can't grow anything decent facial hair wise, and it really sucks now because I'm in the phase of my diet where I'm getting so lean that like my jaw is striated when I chew, and I'll catch a reflection of myself chewing, and it's gross. Like,
oh, I see.
Oh my goodness!
Just look like you're working it.
Yeah,
you're working it over there, buddy.
And he's eating that steak. He's eating that chicken.
I don't know why I get weirdly insecure about stuff like that. Like I can see funnily enough, because I eat 5 meals a day, and they're pretty small now, but it's still like quite a bit of eating and chewing, and I chew gum throughout the day. I had a jaw cramp the other day while I was getting while I was getting my hair cut, and it was just these ripples going through my jaw, and it was the freakiest thing.
That is freaky.
Do you feel it go back to your ear?
Yes. Okay, yes, I do.
I've got them too. Then. Yeah,
I get these weird cramps, dude. Like especially if I can like make my chest cramp. I do it to freak my wife out. So after a good chest day, all I have to do is flex it. And you can see these ripples start to go in it, and it just freaks the old lady out.
Does Mite all help?
What now?
Sorry, that was an Eddie joke. I've been hanging out with Eddie too much. He makes jokes on me like that all the time. Let's go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I was watching my reels the other day, and I saw that Beyonce song, you know, This Ain't Texas, No Hold'em. And what happens is, while the song is playing, Donna Reed walks in from this movie, and she picks up the record, and she busts it on the ground. It's hilarious. If you can find it, you need to look at it, because you're LOL.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Kevin.
All right, Joe. We'll see you, man.
Yeah, and I think the new Beyonce stuff's really well crafted, and she's always great. Like, she's a great performer, but the lyrics are kind of... And there, you ever watch Rick Beato? He has a great YouTube channel. He interviews a lot of older famous musicians. Like, he just did a sit-down with Satriani and Steve Vai in the same room.
Oh, wow, really, Steve Vai. Oh,
really, really cool stuff.
Steve Vai.
But Beato just did a video on how bad modern lyrics are.
Oh, yeah.
And he's right.
Yeah.
Like, you compare it to some of that stuff that came out in the 70s, It's introspective. It's poetry. So much of it. 60s and 70s. And there's some, you know, newer stuff that sometimes meets that bar, but...
I don't know. Have you listened to Bread?
Bread?
The band Bread from back in the
70s? No. Well, yes. There's, you know, stuff that's not so good from the old times,
really
too.
Good, actually. Mm-hmm. Just the rhymes are so simple. You're like, geez.
Right.
Pathetic, but yeah.
Yeah, I think what made... The best songs that I love now are the ones that when I first heard them, I had no idea what in the crap they were talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what? Right. What? And then you have to keep listening to it, and then you start, you almost have to, like, go through it like poetry. Like, what are they trying to say here? Well, Immigrant Song is a great version of that, because you're like, wait, is this telling a story? And
or Rain Song by Zeppelin. Oh, my goodness. Or
No one? Quarter.
No Quarter.
Dude, ooh, No Quarter should not be used without caution, because I remember listening to No Quarter by Led Zeppelin after taking a divine dose of LSD, and it was not a good time.
Oh, really? It took you to a dark place?
But I couldn't stop listening to it. Listened to it, and it was spooky. So now, even now when I listen to it, I'm sober. I'm like, there's something.
And it became a Twitter thing this week of name a 70s, great 70s album that isn't Zeppelin, and they also mentioned somebody else.
The Best of Bread.
I put out of the Blue, ELO, amazing album.
Good one.
Practice in America, Supertramp.
Oh, Wish You Were Here came out in 70.
Well, they said, any 70s album that isn't Zeppelin or Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was...
Boston albums are, well...
I almost chose Boston, but I picked One Nation Under a Groove, Funkadelic.
That's a really good choice.
Really amazing album.
What is it? Marvin Gaye had an album,
What's Going On?
Yeah, that was an amazing album.
A really good one.
Yeah. In the 70s, it's just a wealth of stuff, and... Maybe when we look back at this time period, like, I'll still listen to stuff I grew up as a kid in the 90s. I'm like, yeah, I like that stuff still. It sticks with
Facey's
you.
Mom?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that song is freaky.
Yeah.
Dude, how did I forget about this? Black Sabbath.
Captivating.
Black Sabbath's self-titled came out in the 70s,
too. Yeah.
So what are they talking about, like, name? Was it their claim?
It was just to get people talking about great music.
Yeah.
And it's been fun.
Bowie was prolific in the 70s.
Yeah, Bowie's awesome. Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars. Great album. But, hey, let's go back to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall, how you doing?
I've just had 20 minutes. Just to say, this is not Randall, this is Alan. But I love Randall, but there is no way that anybody would ever mistake me for being Randall. Was that Eddie that asked
it? Yeah. What's your real name? Okay. Sorry.
Alan. But Eddie owes me a second beer at the Cleaver, which I know I'll never collect on because... It's been about a year since he promised me the first. Yes, the Coosa Cleaver.
It's a very good spot.
It's a really good spot.
And actually, the point I was called to make is so far downriver now that it's really irrelevant. But I will make a statement, because anybody ever, when Urbanite's talking, does anybody ever catch a hint of Bobcat Goldthwait?
I will now.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
You can say, listen next time, and you can thank me.
Yeah. See, Bobcat, go with, to me, that whole story, that I don't know, have you read his book?
Mm-mm.
Is it kind of like a...
Yeah, he had a messed up
childhood. That's what I kind of always figured.
Makes sense.
So he actually went on Rogan and actually told his story, and it's just horrific of what happened to him and his sister.
Well, next time Urbanite calls, Alan, I'll have to listen.
Yeah, and is that a recommendation for listening to that Bobcat story, or...
I mean, it's a horrific story. The sexual abuse that he endured is horrific, but I think that I think the way that he tells it is very helpful and very cathartic for him, and I think for other people who've endured similar things. So I would say I would recommend it, but also say know what you're getting into. It's not a fun story. And him coming out of it is the good part of the story and how he's dealt with it and everything. So I would recommend listening to it, but just, like I said, know what you're doing.
Well, he always on to me anytime, and Randall, too, both of them. I love listening to both of them, but I'm definitely not either one of them.
Yeah, Eddie really screwed up there. I'm very disappointed.
Give me some lashes later on, we'll be all right.
Well, I appreciate it, Alan.
Have a good day.
Get that mac and cheese from the Coosa Cleaver.
Are you and Rosie matching today?
Well, of course we are.
I saw her just in the window. Y'all are wearing the same exact top.
Mm-hmm. I told you I should have bought these by the dozen.
I know. A lot of people love them.
Yeah.
Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health, where I forget. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health, of course. Well, men, as we get older, two things can start to happen. One is issues in the bedroom, erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. A more general problem actually could be causing those issues in the bedroom is low testosterone. It's nothing to deny, put off, be ashamed about, and certainly not something to wait to get fixed. Yeah, guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us, because I hate going to the doctor, too.
Don't we all?
But the reality is, you know, with issues in the bedroom, pills often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. Did you know that studies show that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy? Like, you want to avoid that miserable feeling. I get it. So, fellas, if you're out there and you're lacking motivation, drive, including a low sex drive, you just always feel tired, like you're walking through your life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And did you know that as you age, a testosterone PSA check should be part of your annual men's health routine? And the providers at Montgomery Men's Health can provide you just that. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments there, low T treatments at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
What was that, brother?
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, you usually even notice an increased libido. And you can actually book the same day that you call. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Let's go to, now, Papa B, real quick.
I got to say, look, you cannot be mad when you talk about New York Country Center. Can't be mad at Alan Jackson. That's my man right there. He puts out some good music.
Alan Jackson? Agree,
right? Yeah, Alan Jackson.
I'm a fan.
I mean, how can you...
I admit I'm not a big country guy, but there are definitely some country songs that are just remarkable, and I would say Alan Jackson's put a few of those out.
Sure.
I guess so. Well, just one other thing. I'm sorry. What's the best name there?
Craig.
Craig Munger.
Craig, look, me and you have had our differences. I like you, okay? Sorry, we had a disagreement, but I think you like me okay. If you got to know me, but you're a Christian that likes heavy metal music. Is that what I'm saying?
Yes, you are correct.
I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but feel free to take it personally. I'll give you a psychological profile real quick. I say you are an incredibly amorphous, perverse man, and a highly skilled jutter, and probably dream of smoking cigars.
If you were, I think I might have found that funny if it didn't sound like you were talking into a soup can connected to
your
string.
Your connection's not great. We're kind of sitting here.
I apologize. I've tried to listen. It's not your fault. It's some technological fault.
Poor quality. Sorry about that. All right, guys.
Later.
Good weekend.
You too,
Papa B.
Let's go now to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, man. The universe crazy. Eddie picked up and I heard you say Randall. I said, I'm right here. Eddie said, that must be another Randall.
Imposter.
I just love that you began this call with the universe crazy.
Man, I was going to say, y'all were talking about mushrooms, and earlier they talked about the bridge and about the illegals. That kind of goes together. That's the product they're coming at right now. We ain't got a machine just yet that can hand pickle, and the mushroom, we don't have, the mushroom industry is so underhanded right now, and there ain't no, you know, we got pepper machine, we got all that stuff now. But the mushrooms, man, you look at they are having to just burn whole rooms of mushrooms because you have only a certain second to pick them. You know what I mean? It's a sweet spot within, like, you know, 3 hours. I mean, it's that delicate with some of these mushrooms and the picking process and all that. And they don't have the machine that does it. The LIDAR, it still is wasting a lot of mushrooms, and it ain't quite. I mean, it, it may be further along than what I think. I mean, but what I saw, it don't look like it. And man, they come and the bridge part. When the second person that they pulled out that made it, he refused help and took off and wouldn't. So that's going. I guess they're about to start pumping. They're gonna. The next news thing. Gonna, you know what I mean? We're gonna start tugging on heartstrings to turn everybody's insides. I guess a different way because the second one refused help and for some, that happened. That don't really make sense because they know they say. I mean, you know what I mean? Like everybody's coming here getting these. They talking about these cars. They're getting at the border. You know, with thousands of dollars on them and the sign of my house. And why would the second one leave that and refuse any medical attention? Is kind of crazy, and why they ain't started? They just kind of ramping up that part. I don't, you know what I mean? You got me not even wanting to say, man, look at me. Golly, that got me ramping up to that part, that not wanting to say illegal. I don't even know why. I said, man, I can't even study this crap without getting groomed. Like, but anyway, they kind of, you know, they're just starting to talk about the illegal part, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and then. But y'all find mushrooms, and he had brought that up earlier in the show, and I just wanted to say hey, too, man. It's Friday, and we ain't talked really since that time we talked about Jesus Christ, so, I mean, and Christianity. So, and I know today wasn't going to be the day you already said it to start with, so we're going to put that. But I just want to say, hey, and the mushroom industry is dying for help. If anybody, I mean, like, because we eating, we going to so much psychedelics involved. You know what I mean? Like that's Oregon. I think it was Oregon. You know what I mean? They legalized it, the use of. Mm-hmm. And so that part, and then we are eating tons of them now. We're cooking. You know what I mean? Everything got mushrooms. We want to put mushrooms in it. I don't know why. That's what the study made me feel that way. Like I don't know.
Portobello,
if I got it
porcini.
Right. Yeah, I mean, man, it's all kinds, Joy. It's right? Crazy how them things they grow. But to pick them, you gotta grab them and twist at the same time and pop it. Some of them, it got to be
Morels.
Delicate. That's one of the
Morels
machines.
Good.
Yeah. So, and then there's some that grow on. They got like fake stumps, and they grow them just like they grow on trees, but they grow them on fake wood. You know, like they look like little pieces of wood, but it's all synthetic. And you have to grab the piece of wood out of the little oven like deal where it's got the humidity and the darkness and the light all just right. And
inhale, Randall. For God's sake,
I gotta run, man. Appreciate
all right,
it,
brother. Good seeing y'all, man.
See you, man, alive. When does he ever breathe in?
I don't know. Let's go to Paul, and then we have to hit a break and then move on here. Hey, Paul.
What up, Paul?
I'm a fan of your epistles.
I'm sorry. Love you, Randall, but did you breathe at all?
God have mercy. He's an auctioneer. He needs to. That's his calling. I can't even put thoughts together that quickly. Like, in that stream of consciousness, I have to throw in some ums and buts. Randall's an impressive man.
We need
very
to
impressive.
Introduce Randall to Casey Rocket, Eddie.
Yeah.
You know that? Is?
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, Paul, get yourself together here. This is a radio show.
like I told Eddie there whenever he first got me, I've been in and out of the car and whatnot, coming and going, and then each time I get back in, y'all talking about different things, let's see if I can get this real quick, like, and then y'all got on music and been on music, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've been waiting for this one. Aerosmith.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one. Towards
all
the
right.
Attic.
Now, they oh man, that was an album.
Mm-hmm.
They had several hit songs, but some of the best albums, which goes back to another channel, never even made it to radio. Trains Kept Rolling.
All Night Long.
The Salty.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
10-inch.
Yeah, Uncle Salty's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. The vocals, the blends of it all going together.
Yep.
And of course, I have a lot of favorite bands, but that one, for some reason, when y'all was talking old songs and what, that just stood out.
Well, and you know, it brings back a memory back when I was doing the nighttime show and he was still here. Baron Coleman and I had a debate over was Toys in the Attic or Pump
a better album. And we actually went song by song. It wasn't really a debate. It was more like talking through each song.
Yeah, those
we actually
good
decided Pump was go listen to it again. It's not just Love in the Elevator.
Yeah.
It's
no,
there's
that's
a lot
album
of stuff
good,
on
yeah.
that. On that.
Janie's Got a Gun on there, too, isn't it?
I don't know about that one. Yes,
Janie's
it is.
Got a Gun.
Yeah, because it starts with the dulcimer stomp. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's a good album.
Well.
But, guys.
See, I'm actually not.
Y'all have a blessed weekend. I'll catch y'all next week.
You too, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care,
Paul. Yeah, like Aerosmith goes under the radar sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, they just never, you know, it's transcendent when you listen to, like, Led Zeppelin. For me, Aerosmith, it's a fun listen, but there's nothing, like, to write home about for me.
Hmm.
I mean, Dream On is obviously, it's overplayed,
amazing
but
song,
it's a
yeah.
fantastic song.
He wrote that when he was, like, 18, way. Too. Like, what a song.
What now?
Walk This Way. You remember Walk
yeah,
This
yeah,
Way?
Oh, yeah, I do. And the, Come Together, you know, mm-hmm. those are good ones.
That was a good one, yeah.
Hey, we got to end this break. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Almost out of time, folks, but let's go right to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Man, I don't know about y'all, but I have been busy today. It is. I've been to Auburn, Pike Road, and I'm done two more appointments since I've been back, and I'm trying to get to the third one. What a day. This has been great.
Well, we've just been sitting here talking.
Yeah, hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah.
Well, I've been fighting traffic all day.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah, that I'm trying to turn around now. Sorry. All right, let me focus on what I got to tell you guys. Oh, wow, what a day. Okay, so there's a reason I've been all over the country. Man, this vinyl plank that I bought a container of and then bought some more to fill it back up.
Yeah.
$5 a foot install.
Ooh.
This is pre-COVID pricing, is the best way to explain it.
Mm. Pre-COVID pricing.
Pre-COVID pricing. If you need a floor and you would like to pay pre-COVID pricing, call us today at 285-8117. We'll let one of us come out and give you that free measurement. And then next thing you know, you got a floor down just that quick.
Just that simple, folks. Again, 285-8117. And be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio, and he was very, very busy today.
Yeah.
Which I love hearing Ray.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you on Monday.
See you, Ray.
So, did we learn anything today, gentlemen? Anything? Anything at all?
Well, we learned that you have terrible taste in women, but we already knew that.
Wow. Learned that Craig's knowledge of Phantom of the Opera. I'm impressed with that.
Oh, it's not just Phantom of the Opera. It's so many Broadway
musicals.
Really? I know every thing from
Cats?
Les Mis. Yeah. Mr. Mistopheles. You can rock. I don't like the musical, but
okay,
I like some of the soundtrack.
Yeah, thank God.
I know. There's.
What about Rent?
Ugh.
Everyone has
AIDS. 500. No, it's embarrassing. I can sing the entirety of at least that I can think of right now, three different Broadway musicals.
Is that right?
The entirety. Phantom of the Opera, Sweeney Todd, and Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. Dude, that's impressive.
I think there's another one. I'm just not thinking of it right now.
What about Grease on Broadway?
No, I'm not a huge fan of Grease. I mean, I've seen it, but
you watched the new Wonka yet?
The new what now?
Wonka.
No, I've been meaning to. It's not out for viewing, is it?
Yeah, it's on Max. It's really, really good.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out. I've been wanting to, but
I was kind of blown away how dry, funny it is, and then the music's pretty damn good too.
Good.